Well, hello, Roosters fans. Welcome to this week's episode of Roosters Radio. And they call it Super Saturday for a reason, Bush. If you were at our nation's capital down there last Saturday afternoon, about 3 o'clock, you're in for a real treat. It was a Rooster dominant performance, 44-16. How'd you see it?
Yeah, silky, so much to like. Wow, perfect weather for rugby league. Everyone was worried about, you know, beanies and socks and blankets, but we need none of it. The weather was perfect. It was crisp, and I tell you what, we were slick. I mean, there were some defensive lapses. I think the boys would agree with that, but I tell you what a scintillating performance by none other than the great Victor Radley. We had Teddy, you know, who just showed why, in my opinion, you know, he's still available for Origin selection. Luke Keary, well, he's 19th man, and I tell you what, he wasn't 19th man the other day. I mean, he gets over the stripe as well and just really led us around the park. Interesting for the punters not to see Dom Young get it. I think Joey Manu had a couple of opportunities there to score, and he took advantage of those, which was really, really good. Mate, across the park, Victor at second row. I think the way Robbo moved him in there, wow, I think we've found our new second rower.
Bush, well, the big news out of Roosters Radio HQ is Victor's going to be our guest on this week's show.
Oh, yes.
Can't wait to talk to him. But, yeah, you're right. Look, that first try that he scored, look, I've said this over the past couple of weeks, but and I go back to when we were looking back at the Warriors game. But to the naked eye, it looks like we're just running harder. Like the intent with which we're hitting the ball up, mate, like the way he just ran through that gap.
And but he did it all game.
Yeah, no, but this is my point. Each week, it looks like, you know, when we're winning by these dominant score lines, I really feel like we're just running harder.
Mm.
And I think a lot of that has to do with the, you know, the pre-season that the boys put in. They just look fitter and stronger and,
well, Jared
and with
Jared,
more purpose.
Jared sets the tone, right, with Lindsay. And you can see, you know, how they're just hitting that lineup. And then, you know, having Fahu in the side.
Well, mate, can I just hop in there? Because that was his best performance. He played almost, I think he played 68 minutes on the weekend. Mate, he was unbelievable. His offloads, you know, running into the line. He had an absolute, well, it was his best game in the Roosters' colours.
Well, I'm going to make this statement with the greatest of respect to anyone that's played first grade. I haven't. I'm not an expert. But I'll say this. Players come in and they look like, you imagine, like a baby giraffe that, you know, when they first start, they drop a ball or whatever. Every player. And they become dominant. And then you see how good they really are. You know why they're in there. They deserve every spot. And Nafar, who's probably, you know, had that period coming through, you know, a few loose carries and everything else. But this year, Silky, this year, Nafahu White has stood tall. I mean, Robbo can't leave him out. He has been so dominant. He reminds me a little bit of Olakau'atu from Manly, the way he, similar stature, similar style of play, except he's just so damaging.
Yeah. Look, I can't wait to speak to Victor. And we asked Nat Butcher this question a couple of weeks ago, but, I mean, particularly in the forwards and in that back row, you know, in the on the edge players there, there's just so much good competition for spots. I mean, unfortunately, Egan Butcher's out for the season. He did his ACL. So, you know, shout out to Egan. But, you know, we've got the likes of Nafahu. We've got Victor Radley. We've got Nat Butcher. We've got Angus Crichton. You know, there's a few more that come to mind. But, you know, Terrell May on the bench. We've got Spencer Lenu. Like, let's just touch the bench for a minute there. Like, the impact of having Lenu and Terrell May, once again, hitting the ball at a million miles an hour and offloading. Like, defences, you know, the opposition teams can't rest. There's no respite. We're just coming at them in waves.
Yeah.
It's like the Panzer attacks and the Rats of Tobruk, circa World War II.
A couple of Roosters in there too, mate. Some good old famous Roosters. Silky, Angus Crichton, once again, you know, just, as you say, just constantly at them. Power play, bang.
Power play, that's the word.
Power play. It's just, it's exciting to be a Rooster. And, you know, I was asked a question last night by a client of mine who said, oh, mate, how's your Roosters going? I said, yeah, they're going good. And he said, what do you think? Can they do it? And I said, yeah, every year we think we can do it. But he said it seems to be something different this year. They just seem to have clicked in the last few games. I think they've found their style that they like. They've changed a few things up. Mate, Victor in the second row, I mean, I love him at lock, but now I adore him at second row, you know?
It's funny, Bush, like we, within the four walls here of the Nick Politis Centre of Excellence, you walk in and there is a real positive vibe, if you will, in the place, you know?
Great energy.
And there's, people are smiling, you know? I mean, being successful and winning football matches does help that. But you can actually, there is a sense or feeling within the four walls of the building here that there is something special that may be kind of brewing in the background. Look, there's plenty of football left, so let's not get ahead of ourselves. But, you know, in the words of the great Jack Gibson, Bush, let's celebrate the wins.
Yeah, not only that, winning starts on Monday. And every Tuesday, we're in the Nick Politis Centre of Excellence doing the recording of this podcast. And, you know, you're right. From the front desk, you see the lovely Kelly, all smiles aligned. Yep, players yep. are joking, players are happy. The atmosphere is just one of alignment. So, look, long may it continue. And again, we're not getting ahead of ourselves, but there is a lot to like.
There certainly is. Bush, 18-6 half-time. I mean, their first try, I think it was their first try, that was kind of off a kick and kind of a bit of fortuitous. Look, Robbo was pretty straight up at his press conference last week, and I loved it too. He said, well, you can't win games, well, you can't expect to win games, you know, letting 38 points in.
Yep.
They tightened up their D. And look, even when we spoke with Dom Young last week, it was a pretty simple strategy going into this game. It was, you know, keep attacking, but we've got to improve on our defence. There was the discipline I thought was better too this week. So, I mean, I think real simple game plan, like what they, you know, they licked their wounds and learned their lessons from the week before, and they fixed them, you know, heading into it. It's a tough road trip down there too. So, simple tweaks, I guess, is how you'd say it. And the results, well, they're on the scoreboard.
Well, I'll tell you, as a Roosters fan, mate, we've put 30 to 40 points on most teams this year. And you and
it's
I.
It's a record.
You and I were sitting there last year watching a few games. And, you know, as fans, we get very passionate. We're not experts and we're, you know, worried about our attacks and we can't score points. This year, we're scoring more points than we want. But our defence, as you said, has lapsed a couple of times. Here's the good news. The defence is the cornerstone or the core of our game. Robbo prides himself on the Bondi Wall. And I know you stood on it a couple of times. And I'm going to say to you this, that if you think about, you know, just those little tweaks, getting that defence right, mate, we're putting those points on. It's all coming together as one because you've got to have both. And we have got both. And, yeah, we can let a few tries in. But I think in the bigger games, you know, like I said, we said last week to Dom Young, losing against Cronulla as a Roosters fan, it's always good when your team wins on the weekend. It's a better weekend. But when you go down like we did, it was a really good game. We put lots of points on. And I think Robbo said it best, you can't win games if they're...
And errors. Errors cost us.
Errors right? cost us.
So we just had to fix that, really. And they did. Look, let's touch on the State of Origin selection.
Glad you said it.
Because
congratulations.
Know, yeah, it's a bittersweet moment, I guess. You know, unfortunately, James Tedesco was not selected, but, you know, we should celebrate Joseph Suolii making his debut. Of course, Spencer Lenu also making his debut. Great to see Angus Crichton. You know, it's obviously picked on form back in the lineup. Of course, we've also got Lindsay Collins. You know, who picks himself. But, you know, I suppose the biggest talking point, unfortunately, for Roosters fans is Teddy not being there. But having said that, I think it is a huge plus for the Roosters club.
The Rooster in me says, I'm so happy. The New South Welshman in me says, but I'd love to have seen Teddy there. You know, this has created so much discussion, and it's a great thing. You know, I was on the golf course yesterday afternoon, and four blokes are bantering about it. And someone said one thing that I thought's really important. Madge Maguire's picked his side. As New South Welshman, we should get behind it. I made a comment that Billy Slater could coach an under-7 side against the New South Wales side and they'd still be competitive. That's how good I think he is. So, got to beware of Queensland at all times. You know, we make no bones about it. They are favourites. They go and they hate it. But let's just touch on Teddy. Teddy is available for Origin. Something happens, he's the first bloke picked. He's in Origin form. I would have liked to have seen Teddy go in his own terms. I think he has earned the right to do that. But that's just a personal opinion for me, being a Teddy fan and a Roosters fan. But as a Roosters fan, to have him during that period when some of our players are away, and that's a fair few big names. And Silky, they always say, you can see how good your side's going by how many get picked in Origin. We've got five players picked in there, and I've got to tell you, it's exciting. And Luke Keary can come back and play, which is a great little rule that we'll take advantage of. You know, sorry to the Bulldogs, they can't get their 18th man. But look, congratulations to Teddy on the long career, and I don't think it's over for him with Origin. I think if anything does happen, we don't know what that arena holds. And same with Luke Keary, it's really nice to see him get a look in the last year. I think you're very excited about that. You know, with Roosters Radio Zone, Luke Keary, he's become a great friend of ours through our association, and who doesn't love watching the way he's playing at the moment?
Yeah, couldn't agree more. Bush, what I am looking forward to is the impact that Spencer Lenu is going to have off the bench. I'm really looking forward to asking Victor Radley, in fact, what his thoughts are on, you know, Spencer's selection, because, look, he's only played, what is it, two, maybe three games this season, and to catapult himself into the State of Origin side, it says something about how Madge McGuire feels about him and the impact he's going to have on the bench. I mean, the New South Wales bench, wow. Like, it's huge. It's absolutely huge. And they're all firebrands, you know. Hudson Young, you know, he's quite crazy. Obviously, we know Spencer Lenu is. Ola Kawatu is just a mountain of a man. And Isaiah Yeo, who's going to play that ball-playing kind of distributor, I think he'll probably go in for Jake Trbojevic and come into the game pretty early. So, I mean, it's a cracking, cracking bench. I mean, Joseph Suoliti in centre, I was quite shocked, to be honest. I thought he may have got in on the wing, but, you know, really happy for him. He's been playing some good football. So, you know, he was always talked about as an option there out in the outside backs. And, mate, I'm delighted for him to be able to select him once again in his, I wouldn't say his final year, but in his, you know, in his final year at the Roosters for the time being.
I love that.
And you know what I mean? So, look, congratulations to the Roosters. As I said, Lindsay Collins, well, he just picks himself for Queensland. And I thought Sammy Walker might have been a little bit of a chance of a 19th or 20th player just to kind of be in the camp. I know he's done it before, but his time will come. It's not that far away. And, yeah, congratulations to all those players that were selected.
Yeah, it couldn't have been better said, Silky. Well, speaking of a player that wasn't selected because he's probably the future captain of England, can't wait for your interview to come up with Victor Radley.
You're on Roosters Radio, and we'll be back with the man himself right after this. Welcome back to Roosters Radio. And ladies and gentlemen, we've got he's a big name in and around the eastern suburbs. He's in some pretty hot form at the moment. He scored the first try on the weekend, and he would have been paying not bad odds, I dare say. I was doing a bit of research and I noticed on social media he's now a model as well, which I'm keen to ask him about.
I'm a model?
Foot model, yeah, for ASICS.
Oh, yeah, actually, yeah. I get free boots from them, so I do it as I'm told.
It's a warm Roosters Radio welcome to one of our favourites, Victor Radley. Victor, welcome to Roosters Radio for the first time in 2024.
Cheers, mate. Good to be here.
Well, mate, look, firstly, congratulations. We haven't spoken in a while, but little Vinny.
Yep.
Hey, he's in the house. How's it all going?
Yeah, he's good, mate. He's good as gold. He's 4 months old now, so I love it. My upper back's a bit sore today. Apparently, they said maybe from holding Vinny, but he's a big lad. But, mate, it's honestly the best thing. I love going home to him, so.
How's it changed you?
It hasn't too much. Everyone keeps coming up and saying, oh, has your life changed? What's this? But, yeah, I still come to training. I still want to just play rugby league. I go home and I'm sore and it's good to go home and he's there. It's good fun, but my life hasn't changed at all, really. It's just the same thing, but when I go home, I've got a baby there. It's good fun.
Do you think you've mellowed a bit or are you just getting old?
I don't know because I went and done my hammy before Anzac Day and then everyone said, oh, surely is it your perspective change? You know, you've got the baby at home, you get to go. I said, not really. I went home, I was livid. I missed a couple of good days. Like I still had FOMO when the boys went for a beer after. Yeah, it hasn't changed me that much. I love hanging out with him, but it's still the same stuff, I guess.
Well, speaking of FOMO and having beers, my spies down the Chloe tell me you've been checking up on the workers.
Yeah.
Doing the decking.
Well, my mate BT is doing all the work down there. He redid the deck at the front, doing all some other maintenance stuff. And he always sends me a message, oh, come down for a coffee. So I sit there and watch him work for 20 minutes. It's a good pub down there and always try and stop him when I can.
Well, I mean, have you put the nail bag back on?
No, not quite, no. I would love to. If I was going to work anywhere, it wouldn't be there.
Yeah, right.
I tell you, yeah.
And the old man, he props the joint up most nights anyway, right?
Yeah, pretty much. BT said he worked there all day, finished at 5 o'clock, then Meeks put on beers for him afterwards. He said it's honestly the best thing ever. He said whatever he gets paid for the day, and then he reckons he drinks $200 worth of beer.
Beautiful.
He said it's the best ever.
There's a shout-out, Megs. Big shout-out to the Clove Valley Hotel. Yeah. Mate, let's talk a little bit of footy because you've come back from your hamstring. As I said, you scored the first try there on the weekend. If we go back the week before, the Cronulla game, what did Robbo say during the week? I mean, he mentioned it in the press conference, you can't win games scoring 38 points. We're going to talk about our attack. But what were the lessons learnt from that game after the Sharks?
That was it, pretty much. We should win every game where we scored. We scored 30 against them. We should win that game. You know, we're a defensive team. And because our attacks was really free and humming, I think it funneled into our defence a little bit. So the big thing was getting steely on our defence, keep our attack, but we need to be a lot more steely on our defence. Our goal line D was poor against Cronulla. Like some of those tries were really soft, to be honest. So that was the biggest thing, just making sure we're as free as we want in an attack, like, let's go beat ourselves in attack. And then in D, we've got to be a bit more hard-nosed.
Let's unpack the attack because, mate, as Roosters fans, I think it's a record. We haven't scored this many points. I think the last record was 1935 or something like that. But it's just clicked. You've had a big part to play in that as well. I mean, as a player, how do you describe what's going on the field when we've got the ball in hand?
Yeah, everyone's just confident. You know, defence wins comps. It's spoken about all the time. But if you're attacking well and you're completing your sets, it helps your defence as well. So it feels good. We've got some freaks out there. Dom's killing it. Like, so many good players. So everyone's just really confident and being themselves. And then, like I said, if we make that defence get a bit harder and stop letting three tries in or 38 points against Cronulla, that's when we're going to start challenging the top teams.
As a fan, and we watch all the games, one thing that I've picked up, and I think a good example was your try on the weekend. It looks like you guys are just running harder and more determined than the opposition.
Yeah, it's such a simple game when you really, like, if you're going through like a tough period, like when we lost the Bulldogs, when we come in for those meetings, it's pretty simple. Like, you complete your sets, run hard, tackle hard, you're going to be in most games. So power has been our number one thing in attack. So we've got some powerful boys. Fahu was, mate, he's that hard to handle. So powerful boys in our team. Gussie's that powerful, and that's the backbone. Spencer came on. How powerful was he? Jared, Lindsay. Power, it all comes off the back of power. So, yeah, there's some solid built lads.
Can we talk about Nafahu's performance, mate? He played almost 80 minutes. Still a young bloke coming through. I mean, it's funny talking to you, Victor, now, because you're one of the older statesmen. You're still only a young bloke, but a young bloke coming through like that, what do you like? What do you see?
Yeah, he's a powerhouse. Like you said, he played, I think, the first 35 minutes, and it was, I know that we beat him by a bit, but that start of that game was tough. And he was just turning out, running hard, doing his defence, getting his work in, and, mate, he's so hard to handle at training. So when he builds his confidence more and more and more and getting some more game time, it's going to be so good for our side. So it's good to see him killing it, because he had 2 weeks off there when he probably could have been in the side. So, yeah, he deserved that starting spot, and it looks like he's going to keep it now.
You played back row there. How was that for yourself?
Yeah, it was good. I played back row a fair bit. In my time back in the lower grades, but played there at 20s. Yeah, I feel like I can really do a good job there. I enjoyed it. The defence work says a little bit different. You got to be a bit smarter, but yeah, I really enjoyed it. Running some lines, got a try. I don't score often, and I've scored in the back row twice this year, and I've only got 3 tries. So yeah, I enjoyed being there.
You topped the tackle count, but we asked Natty Butcher this the other week. We're sport for choice when it comes to back rowers and forwards in particular. Is there a friendly kind of rivalry? So going to training, you're probably pushing yourself a little bit harder than maybe you have been in the years gone past. I don't know, because there's so many good players vying for those spots in the squad.
Like you said, with the back rowers and forwards and everyone wants to be a starting player in this side. It's so good for the club to have those, not rivalries, but have that competition of training. Yeah. It keeps everyone on their toes. Like, no one's really set in their position. You know, Gussie didn't start there. Now he's got that. I've moved there, but I definitely haven't got there. You know, I've got to make sure I'm on every week, because you've got everyone that's around that's nipping on their heels. So it's just healthy rivalry. It's good for the club.
And what's that mean at training?
Yeah, I try and flog Nat's head off, smash Nat in the head.
What about with blokes like Spencer Lenu in the side, that too? We haven't met him yet, so we'll get him on in the next couple of weeks. But he looks like a firebrand, right?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's got that. I think everyone can see he's got that bit of
white line fever. Yeah.
But mate, he's came off the bench for us and just skittled him.
He's off the back fence, isn't he?
He almost made almost two breaks on kickoffs 2 weeks running. He's only just kind of tripped himself up just as he was like kind of getting through, but. Mate, he's a powerhouse. It's good to have him firing, and he's going to be good for New South Wales as well.
What does that do as a player when you see one of these guys coming off the back fence? When you see that and the contact and everything else, especially a player like yourself.
Yeah, it's mad. This got brought up a few weeks ago when they were talking about the kickoff carries and whatnot, and I think a kickoff carry like that sets yourself up. I remember one, I forget who it was against.
What about Jared's getting the Anzac Day game?
Yeah, see, I'm like that. I was watching that game, and when that happened, I thought, we're on here. We're going to win this game. Honestly, from that moment, and I've had it before when I kind of run next to the person, Lindsay, whoever it is, taking that carry, and like whatever happens, and if it's in our favour, I think to myself, oh, we're on here. Like, it honestly can
sets the tone, right?
Give you the confidence to go, we're going to win today from that one moment in the first 5 seconds of a game. So, yeah, he's a weapon at it, Spencer.
You just touched on State of Origin. Obviously, plenty of talk. There's probably, you know, there's some winners and losers, but, you know, how's it been?
Yeah, it's been good. Congratulate the boys. I think Spencer's playing his first game. Suwali, well deserved. Their weapons. Obviously, Teddy missed out, which is unfortunate. New South Wales captain, but mate, he's good as gold. I seen him this morning, and he kind of had a laugh and said some of the messages he's getting is almost like someone's died. But he goes, mate, sweet as this rugby league. He's gonna go and kill it for us this weekend, so I'm happy he's here. But
yeah, well, what do you think that does for the team having Teddy here? It's his. We're like apologetic, and it's unfortunate, right? But I think it's a huge plus for the club.
Yeah. He's our captain. He's our leader. We just did a meeting. He just got our players player on the weekend. The way he's been playing is out of this world. So it's good to have him here for this week. We want as many of our good players as we can. It's good to see him go off, but he's going to lead our team again from the front this weekend.
And just on, Spencer, State of Origin, it's the best of the best. How do you think he'll handle it?
He's a weapon, mate. He's an absolute weapon. He'll be good as gold. Hopefully he goes MAD and flogs the Queenslander, but won't see.
As long as it's not Lindsay, right?
He can flog Lindsay if he wants. Who cares?
I was just doing a bit of research prior to the show, and I was looking at the amount of games you played. It's almost 130, and it got me thinking about your role at the club and the way you're playing. And I feel like your style has changed this year. You're playing more of that ball-playing kind of lock, similar to like an Isaiah Yeo style of play the last couple of years, but now you just seem to be running hard and running straight and putting the ball under the arm. Was that the instructions from Robbo at the start of the year?
Not really his instructions, no, but I kind of had that feeling, you know, with the team we got, I don't need to do anything. I need to make sure that I'm working hard. I'm trying my best to get ruck speed, support, and all those areas. And we want our halves with the ball. We want our centres with the ball. We don't want me with the ball, you know what I mean? We want me with the ball before they get the ball, trying to do something like some ruck speed or build something for them. So my mindset's just been hard work, try and, like I said, carry their support, build that power with the forwards that we've got, and then let the boys do their thing and try and run more lines off them and make more space for them rather than me trying to ball play around. That's what I've been thinking myself anyway.
Has Boydo been able to share any advice or, you know, like I feel like you're playing more like Boyd used to play, for being honest, like more direct, getting those quick play of the balls and we're trying to get roll through the middle. Like, is that something that's been spoken about between the two?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, especially I'm going to back row. I think I learned a good lesson last year. Why would I missed a few weeks for something.
We'll touch on that.
But and then I came back in and I kind of had a better mindset there. And I think Jared spoke to me about carrying the ball more and just getting that power. So I feel like I learned a good lesson last year. And coming into this preseason, I didn't want to forget that lesson because I feel like we played our best footy at the end of the year when I took on more of that role. So I do speak to Boyd, especially now I'm in the back row, get some little tips off him. But he's as hard as nails. He tells me how to do stuff, but doing it's another thing.
Your discipline this year, mate. I think you copped a fine on the weekend. I don't know if you have to pay it, but like all in all, you've been a good boy this year.
Yeah, touch wood, mate. Touch wood. We sent off this week.
Have you had to change anything? Like, have you changed your way you approach tackling? Is there anything you've changed in your game?
No, I think defending at the back row as well, and I've been playing more minutes. I was playing the full game most of the time.
You played 80 on the weekend.
Yeah. So I've just been trying to do my role as best I can. Like, I don't feel like my role is the young energy, trying to smash someone, play 20 minutes type person like I used to be. So I just want to make sure I'm staying on the field as long as I can. Yeah, just keeping my feet about me. Anytime I get in strife is when I'm sprinting at blokes overshot and trying to hit someone. So just my footwork, mate. It's just been a work on my whole career. I just keep working on that.
Where do you see yourself now in the pecking order of the leadership? Obviously, and the reason I ask, really? Because I ask this because obviously we've got a big exodus at the end of the year, particularly Jared is the spiritual leader. And I speak on behalf of the fans. I think you will fill that void when he goes. I mean, I don't know if you guys have spoken about it, but That's why I asked the question. Do you feel like that's kind of going to hand? He's going to hand the baton over to you?
I'm in the player performance group, so we've got like a leaders, the captain's group, and then like a little player performance group. Just underneath that, I'm in that group. I enjoy trying to be a leader. I feel like the me being a dickhead days are done now. What a baby, it's all happening. So I feel like I'm just naturally morphed into probably a better leader, but. I don't think anyone's ever going to fill the shoes of Jared, but I think if anyone, Lindsay's obviously up in that captain's group now too. He's an enormous leader for us. He's a big professional. I think I can still be myself and be a leader, and I don't think, yeah, it's going to fill Jared's shoes, but I'll do my best to hold the fort.
What's leadership to you on the field? How do you lead?
By your actions is number one, especially in my role. I do talk a lot, but it's not like I'm captain. I don't have to think about what I'm going to say to the whole team before the game or whatnot. I think actions is number one. And then for me as well, I think just making sure that I'm still being myself and having fun and making sure everyone feels comfortable to be themselves as well is pretty important. Making sure we're all going for a beer or doing that. Just everything that, you know, I don't want to be someone with like, oh, hide that from Radley, you know what I mean? I want to be the one that's like, no, let's all go. Like we're grown men. Let's all go do what we want. Let's go and have fun. Let's work hard and do that. So just lead with my actions and then make sure everyone feels comfortable with doing what they want around here.
So it's work hard, play hard.
Yeah, pretty much.
Party hard.
Well, no one really parties anymore. That's the new thing.
There's nowhere to go out anymore. That's why, mate.
It's not like 10, 20 years ago when everyone's on the lash right. after the game. No one drinks. So that's why I'm like, whenever we want to do something, let's go do whatever we want, you know.
You'll have to go back up Bronny Gully. Now, mate, I was reading an article the other day. They were talking about Jared, Joey, Luke Keary, Joseph Suli'i leaving. And they mentioned that this is the Roosters dynasty, like the Chicago Bulls, the last dance. I don't know if you read the article or if has it been spoken about. Is that something that you've, like, as a group, you've talked about sending everyone out a winner? I mean, it's putting pressure on yourself, but is it something that's ever raised its head?
Nah. I feel like maybe the boys that are leaving, maybe it's giving them a bit of, like, everyone's just so dialed in. I can feel that. I don't feel like anyone's spoken about it or, but you can even see Kez. Like, Kez is just, he's just on. He can almost see, like, he knows. He can see the finish line. He doesn't look at all, like, tired or, like, even when he's sore, you know, he's got his energy about him. So I feel like maybe to them, it's made sure that they're doing everything they can. But for the rest of us, we're building nicely, but it definitely doesn't feel like the last dance for me. I know those boys are leaving, but it's happened in the past before. Let's do everything we can this year, especially for someone like Jared who's been here for so long. But it's not. I'm here for another 3 years. So
you're going nowhere, mate.
So there's a few other lads. So we'll be sweet.
We'll have to find someone to bang the esky, but
yeah, no, I think Egan, poor Eggs, just on his ACL.
Yeah.
But he
put his hand up.
Yeah, well, we didn't go to it was a funny story actually. The boys went up to Brisbane. I wasn't up there, and then he said just as when Robbo finished speaking, CJ brought a esky of beers in, and Egan went, "Oh, beauty, get up to get a beer." And then they went, "No, Egan's got the song." And then Egan was like that in the middle of the circle, and then Egan sung the song. So I feel like he's got the mantle from Jared. I think Jared said he's stoked to be able to pass it on to Egan. He got it off Sam Perrott, I think.
Yeah.
So he said he's happy to pass it on to Eggsy.
There you go. That's a bit of a Roosters Radio exclusive there. Now, Victor, I'm going to just ask Benno's here to pass over. We've got a new segment here on Roosters Radio. It's called Set of Six with Victor Radley. So the marketing team have gone out to the fans. They've got six questions that the fans have put to you. Hopefully they've been vetted, Benno's. But anyways, this is a Set of Six with Victor. And the first one is, how are you finding the switch from the middle to an edge?
Yeah, I love it. I feel like I can benefit. I can help the team in a good way playing on the edge. So I can be really, really powerful there and do some good defence. So enjoy it.
The Wardenator wants to know, how many stitches do you think you've had over your career? That's a great question.
I was thinking about this because I was looking at my scar. I just got on my lip. I don't know, at least, 60.
I was going to say, it'd be over 50.
Yeah, over 50 for sure. Yeah, I've had so many on my head, honestly. If I shave my head, it'd be horrible.
Lachlan Clement wants to know, what is your favourite sport to play or watch outside of rugby league?
I don't know. When like, there's a good MMA fight, UFC fight on or something, I always get around and watch that.
Sheffield Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday when I go over to England. Come on, Wednesday. Yeah, it's good fun going over there. They just stayed up in the championship, actually.
Just.
Yeah, I know, just. They did well, actually.
This is another good question from Nylon Kumaraj. This is. I'm looking forward to this. If you could give advice to your younger self, what would it be?
Nah, honestly, nothing. I've had touch wood, but I've enjoyed my life so much. I wouldn't change a thing. I've had so much fun, and I'm going to keep doing it.
I can attest to that because I remember the young Victor as a wily young teenager was enjoying himself back then. Tiana 922. This is interesting. What would your last meal be?
Before I get the chair. I'd probably just get a steak and chips with some mushroom sauce and smother in that.
Okay.
That's a nice, a good steak.
Mitch Berry asks, what is it about the club that makes you not want to look at others during contract talks?
It's my home. I grew up in Bronte Beach. I love it. It's just home. That's as much as I can say. There's nowhere else I want to be than home. I feel like if I left, I'd probably get homesick, I guess.
You can't go.
No.
This is a double question, but what's the biggest shot you've ever put on someone and what's the biggest shot you've ever taken?
Oh, I've probably taken was Thomas Flegler when against Brisbane and Sam Verrill was like, showed that way and then waved it around like a wand for 5 seconds and gave it to me and he put me straight in my ass.
Shout out to Sammy.
Yeah, cheers, Verrills, Harry Potter. And then when I smacked bang guy in the chin and got 5 weeks. That was my...
And this is the last one, mate. What's your favourite meal in the East?
Oh, I got it out of the blue. I had that.
Out of the blue?
Out of the blue, Covelli, on Covelli Road there. Chicken burger. Chips with the garlic mayo. Get it. When I was building my house, my dad would go, go on in, fish and chip Friday, get up there. I had to go get it running out of the blue. It's all time up there.
Yeah, mate, Sunday afternoon here at Allianz, 4:05 kickoff. We take on the Cowboys. Good news is you get the week off after, you get a bit of a break. Cowboys are missing 7 players. We're missing 4, albeit 3 of our forwards. How do you see the game and what do we need to do to win?
We need to keep building on that defence like I spoke about, being steely. We want to keep growing that. Our attack's in a good spot. Obviously, you still want to hold on to that and then just get more steely in our defence. We've almost... You know, we let in a lot of points against Cronulla. We're always having 3-4 tries, you know. Let's get that down to 2, get that down to 1, and then look for 0. So just keeping that ball in the field of play and just going live and long and hurting. And, letting our defence do the talking, I guess.
Well, mate, keep running hard, keep tackling hard, and the results will come.
That's exactly right, yeah, we will.
On behalf of the fans, mate, we love having you on the show, mate. We love having you at the club, as always, mate. It's been a pleasure. Good luck on the weekend, and we'll see you around the traps.
Cheers, Hoop. Cheers.
Welcome back to Roosters Radio. We'll settle up the Palominos, Roosters fans, because this Sunday at 4:05, our Roosters roll out the welcome mat to the Cowboys. Bush, plenty of changes afoot. Of course, Junior Ponga coming in for Joseph Suali'i. Terrell May is promoted from the bench into the starting front row. Now, Butcher returns from injury. And our bench, Siwa Wong, Satili Tupanua, and Michael Jennings make up the bench. Obviously, the depleted Cowboys, well, they got 7 players missing from Origin duty. So, they're going to struggle, I think. 4:05, Sunday afternoon. How do you see it?
Oh, Silky, I've got to say to you, the Cowboys that we've come to know this season aren't the Cowboys of the last few seasons, and they're still putting their time together. But with 7 players at Origin, we need to pounce. With Teddy at the back, I'll tell you what, I'm going to go out on a limb here. We've got our Unibet special this week. I'm going to pick my own margin.
Ooh.
It's Roosters minus 20.5.
Wow!
Straight on there, mate. I think we're going to put some points on, and I'm hoping we're going to get some points on there. I think it's the time to do it.
Well, we don't live in hopium here, Bush, but I think that's a good bet. So, yeah, best of luck with that. I'll just go on looking at the Cowboys. Look, completely depleted. There's a a lot of players I've never heard of. Braden Burns, you know, a bit of a journeyman, being the Bulldogs. I think he was at the Storm, at the Bunnies, playing reserve grade against the Roosters at the start of the year for South. He's in the starting side. And look, we've got an unbelievable – our back line is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 internationals. You know what I mean? Plus, we haven't lost much in the forwards department. So, you know, with the return of Nat Butcher, Victor Radley, Nafahu White, these players are just in unbelievable form. I just think that the demolition continues, Bush. I really do. And can't wait to be out there at Allianz just to, you know, wave the flag.
Yeah, love it.
I think Roosters, to your point, I reckon it'll be a cricket score. I reckon Roosters will be somewhere in and around the 40s with the Cowboys, not many.
Well, there you have it, Roosters fans. Total alignment on Roosters Radio. Silky and I have big belief on a big score on the weekend, and we'll be out there watching our boys go around.
Well, that's it for this episode of Roosters Radio. We'd like to thank our very special guest, the one and only Victor Radley. You've been listening to Roosters Radio, East to Win.
East know how to play the game. They play it hard and fast.